Help is on the way. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Several tornadoes killing at least 26 people across Mississippi and Alabama over the weekend, devastating the community. FEMA Administrator Dan Criswell discussing President Biden's emergency declaration.
What this major disaster declaration does is it ensures that we can bring in the right resources now to help start the recovery process and support any of the ongoing response actions that may be needed in these communities.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves issuing a state of emergency, vowing to rebuild the state. Two Baton Rouge police officers were killed when their chopper crashed in a suburb near the state's capital city.
We're asking the community to be respectful of the investigative process because it does take time so that we can release all of the facts related to this incident to the family as well as to the community.
Baton Rouge Police Chief Murphy Paul. Several dead migrants were discovered in train cars near the southern border on Friday and Saturday. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more from Mission, Texas.
Union Pacific tells us these incidents stand as a grim reminder of why they make every effort to stop people from trespassing on their property and their trains. On Friday, 17 migrants found trapped. Someone called 911 to say there were migrants inside suffocating near Uvalde County, Texas. We know at least two migrants have died and more than a dozen others needed medical treatment. Sources tell us the migrants boarded the train to be smuggled to other parts of Texas. The cartels do this on a daily basis.
The Department of Homeland Security is investigating both incidents. The Army removing recruiting ads featuring actor Jonathan Majors after his arrest Saturday on charges of strangulation, assault, and harassment. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Former President Trump holding his first rally of his 2024 campaign over the weekend in Waco, Texas. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has the details.
Yeah, this was the first time that we heard the former president speak at length about the investigations against him. He said that every piece of his life had been turned upside down. The current GOP frontrunner called the 2024 election the final battle and highlighted what he feels is among the country's top concerns.
The weaponization of our justice system is not, as some have called it, a political spectacle. This is the central issue of our time. I think it's one of the biggest issues.
This rally came exactly 1 week after the former president predicted that he would be arrested in 3 days' time as a result of an investigation launched by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Well, that Tuesday came without action.
Manhattan DA scolding congressional Republicans for seeking to interfere with his hush money payments investigation. A flight departing from a major metropolitan airport facing a scary moment. Fox's Karen McHugh with the story.
A Delta Airlines flight from Los Angeles to Seattle was delayed Saturday morning, and for good reason. As the plane was taxiing on the runway at LAX and headed for takeoff, a passenger suddenly rushed from the rear of the aircraft towards the front and asked a flight attendant, "What do I do now?" The man was asked to sit back down when he abruptly ran for one of the plane's emergency doors, popped it open, and then slid down the deployed emergency slide. Passengers said the man then jumped onto a baggage cart where he was held down by luggage workers until police arrived. He was taken to a hospital for a mental evaluation. There were no injuries. The passengers were then put onto another plane.
Miami defeating Texas 88-81 in the NCAA tournament for their first ever spot in the Final Four, where they'll face UConn. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.